For me, photography is very literal. And if you take a lot of sharp pictures, like I have, I used to work on a newspaper, and it's all about the sharpness and the story and what's in the photograph. I mean, that's what journalism is. But I kind of wanted to break out of that and have my own hand in the creative process of making a photograph. So I came back to photography about 12 years ago, and I found that I could do it by adding a blur. The project originally was to take pristine pictures of the pristine wilderness, and then take pictures of pollution, and then have an exhibit and compare those two, sort of a contrast, you know, of pristine wilderness. And then I was going to come back to LA and take some pictures of pollution, the rivers, the ocean, whatnot, and combine that. Well, the more I got to reading, the more I found out that there's kind of been a change in the environmental movement. About 10 years ago, a couple of gentlemen who've actually lectured here at the aquarium wrote a book, The Breakthrough, and established the Breakthrough Institute. And they were pointing out the failings, I guess you could say, of the environmental movement to actually solve global warming and those kinds of issues. And I took it to heart. So at the Grand Canyon, I decided to do nature photography. That's basically what it is. But it's nature photography with a twist. There's I blur the images, and it's an intentional kind of blur. And I sit there and I work the image, and I see a scene that I like, and I set up and I take a whole series of photographs. And the blur is in camera. So I really take a lot of shots to get the right kind of blur and the right kind of elements together. So I can actually have some input into the photograph. The blur also is related to memory, I guess you could say, in that when I take a picture like that or I look at a picture like that, it just reminds me of memories I have. They're sort of fuzzy, they're not clear. Maybe some parts would be sharp and some parts would be blurry, or it could be like a waking daydream. And instead of doing a 70s style of kind of, pointing the finger at what was wrong, what we're doing wrong with the environment, I decided to look at maybe the root cause as to what was motivating us to almost do nothing, or, you know. So that's how it's changed. So I focused on our beliefs and our worldview and looking at the factors that play into how we arrive at our worldview today.